B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
3 months since a tiger was found in a cage in a vacant home. Houston police have made an arrest on the mystery owner. Brittany Garza, who's only 24 years old, was taken into custody and charged with animal cruelty, a misdemeanor for failing to provide water, food, care, and shelter for the tiger that she named Raja. The year-and-a-half-old tiger made headlines when it was found in a vacant house by a concerned citizen who entered the home to smoke pot. I think I'll just go in that home and smoke some pot.
That house with the tiger seems good.
And then they found this tiger in there.
Naturally, you want to smoke pot, tiger?
Police were suspicious of the emergency call when they first heard it. The tiger was found in a small cage and only allowed room for him to stand up and move in a circle.
So it's really good. I thought I saw a tiger.
Inside the cage, there was no food or water. It was lined with hay that was soaked in urine and animal waste that the animal was left to lay on. Insects and maggots were also found in the hay. It's good news that the tiger's in a good place now, but the bottom...
And working at a law firm.
The bottom of the cage was made of plywood and only a screwdriver was pinning the cage doors closed.
Well, that could have been incredibly dangerous.
Uh-huh. Officers remarked that the living conditions for the exotic animal were deplorable.
I think there are actually now, Nick, and maybe you can look this up, more tigers in captivity than there are in the wild.
There are. I heard that stat this morning on the way into work.
So the woman said that she had raised Raja since he was a cub and he became too big for her to take care of. She continued to say that she had made arrangements for him to be picked up and transported to an out-of-town animal sanctuary. In the meantime, she said that she left him in a garage at a friend's house.
Now, she obviously really cares.
Mind if I leave your tiger here?
Yeah.
Can I
leave my bowling ball and my tiger with you?
She was in the process. She said the person was in the process of picking him up. Was supposed to pick him up the day before, but the weather was bad and so on.
I forgot the tiger.
As for the tiger, he now resides at the Cleveland Armory Black Beauty Ranch in Texas. I don't know why the Cleveland Ranch is in Texas, but it is. Where he is one of two tigers and roughly 800 other rescued animals.
Why didn't they send him to the Texas ranch in Cleveland?
Yeah, that would make more sense.
I don't remember where Texas came from.
Yeah. A business executive and his wife died and their sons were hospitalized when the couple's eldest son served them sherbet laced with cyanide.
Oh, my God. That's not one of the ingredients.
21-year-old Mehmet Khan Kalkan was arrested after he was treated for a slight case of poisoning. The chemistry student is accused of tricking his parents to try his new sherbet in the family's home. When the couple sipped on the cold drink traditionally consumed in the holy month of Ramadan, they fell ill. Kalkin tried to force feed his brothers, a 16-year-old and a 4-year-old, with a poison drink, but it spilled on them and him by accident. Police and paramedics arrived at the scene after his mother managed to alert their neighbors. The mother and father ended up dying later on.
So you're saying this is sherbet?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Okay. I'm more familiar with the ice cream-ish sherbet.
Yeah. Maybe you make it into a milkshake type thing. I don't know, but they were drinking it. We used to add Sprite to our sherbet.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
You could drink it that way, yeah. Police detained the young man later. Media outlets reported that the suspect, who is studying chemistry, was also involved in an online commerce but recently suffered from commercial losses and was having some psychological trouble.
It seems that way.
Yeah. Kissing cows. You know, it's all the rage in Austria right now.
That's fan-freaking-tastic.
But it endangers the animals and those smooching them, warn officials. The disturbing trend has been promoted by a Swiss app called Castle, which launched its bizarre cow kiss challenge to raise money for charity. But now the practice has been slammed, with politicians and farming officials saying that it is creating a nuisance and could lead to people being trampled to death by upset cows, particularly those with calves. Castle has been encouraging people in Switzerland, Germany, and Austria to kiss cows for a good cause.
Well, that actually replaces the alpaca salad tossing.
Oh, okay. But they launched this on Wednesday. As a result, people have been filmed wandering onto paddocks, approaching cows before puckering up and smooching the confused animals. The state veterinary director, Joseph Kussler, said this is very dangerous, especially for those approaching cows looking after their calves. They must not be encountered in any way. Attacking unknown animals is irresponsible for self-protection and animal welfare.
Is your best bet to find the sluttiest looking cow?
If you want to get away kiss, maybe. A Pensacola man was arrested for allegedly exposing his genitals and scooting toward women while riding a Walmart in-store scooter.
Oh, man.
Keegan McCants was arrested and charged with indecent exposure. Police responded to the Walmart after a man allegedly exposed his sexual organs to at least one female shopper and one female employee. A store patron told police that she had been shopping in the apparels and accessories department.
I'm coming over to you.
And had just turned down the sunglasses aisle when she heard a man say, "Hey." The woman turned around and saw McCants sitting on one of the store's motorized scooters with his genitals exposed.
Did you order a penis?
She reportedly told him to leave, but he didn't and instead scooted toward her.
I'm not going to leave. This is Walmart.
The report states the woman managed to get away and tell Walmart management about what had happened. Now, police also interviewed a store employee who had been stocking shelves in the home goods department when the man approached her on a scooter. The employee said the man told her that she was pretty and that he liked her hair.
Oh, my God.
She acknowledged his compliments, but decided to move one aisle over to stock shelves in a different spot. But she said the man scooted after her, all while telling her how pretty she was. She turned around to look for a second time, said the man remained in the scooter and had his genitals exposed.
So was this guy actually ambulatory, or was he just lazy?
Oh, I have no idea. Management informed officers that they had last seen the man enter the men's restroom. They waited for him to come out and detained him when he exited the bathroom.
What?
Both witnesses identified him as a man on the scooter who had exposed himself. Let's go with this. How about two students at Southern California High School will face severe consequences after a photo of them holding up a racist promposal sign sparked outrage among students, former students, and parents on social media. And this isn't the one that we hear about all the time of, I'm not black, or so I don't pick cotton, but I'm picking you.
Oh, yeah.
Not that one. That one has popped up a few times. This is a different one. The principal, Alan Tyner, said in a statement Wednesday that he would be meeting with all students class by class to review appropriate behavior. The photo, which was shared by several outraged Instagram and Twitter users, showed the two teens holding up a sign with one of the students' names, followed by, "You are a racist, but I would give anything for you to go with me to prom." And certain letters in the name and the sentence were capitalized and bolded to spell out the N-word.
Uh-huh.
What is wrong with these people? So they've been in touch with the parents and the authorities, and they have, told everybody, you can't do that. And then we'll do one last story. And Celebration is the town that Walt Disney World was built, or that he built. But actually, it may be called Walled Disney World. Some upgrades in the downtown popular fountain are getting a second look because there are some spelling errors. Two of them, most notably, is Walt Disney is spelled with a D instead of a T, and Walt.
Walled Disney?
Walled Disney. And they added an extra T and A in what is supposed to be Captiva Island. And the directors were also wrong with St. Petersburg to the east and New York City to the south.
Wow.
So they have signs pointing to these places.
That's pretty wild.
That's a lot of mistakes in one shot.
They also had Mookie Mouse.
So they've closed the fountain and they are working on it. And apparently the contractor has taken full responsibility for making the mistake and the corrections.
You'd be a little bit more. Yeah. I mean, let me get three or four people. Check the spelling on this before we commit to it.
Might want
to
do that.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
A Colorado man has to pay more than $28,000 to cover the damages after he pleaded guilty to stealing a snow cat painted to look like the General Lee from the TV series The Dukes of Hazzard. Jason Cuervo damaged the snow cat's tracks, axles, an electrical system after stealing it last year. He was arrested a few weeks after taking it and blamed the crime on his opioid addiction.
Of course. Well, I'm addicted to opioids.
He currently is serving 3 years in community corrections program after pleading guilty to aggravated motor vehicle theft. Now, in a completely different part of the world, in Florida, a man driving a Dodge Charger painted to look like the General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard TV show led deputies on a chase Tuesday night after he set fire to his wife's house in Marion County.
Am I addicted to opioids as well?
I think he did have a drug problem.
There you go.
Oswald Pereira faces charges of arson, fleeing, and attempted to elude law enforcement, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and more. He set fire to home before leading deputies on a chase where he was found hiding in the closet of a mobile home. He had burns over 15% of his body, was taken to the hospital. Flames ripped through the roof of the home where he got into an argument with an ex-wife before setting it on fire.
I think the best way to resolve this would be to set the house on fire.
A neighbor said the flames were shooting through the roof, and I feel bad for the children because on top of everything else they're going to go through, now they have to worry about their family member and what they're doing. Other than Piera, no more injuries were reported in the fire. So this is the story I didn't want to leave with, which is always, it's bad to leave when somebody dies, but pretty messed up and maybe a cautionary tale. The speedometer needle on a 19-year-old man's motorcycle was frozen at 170 miles an hour.
170 miles an hour.
Saturday after he crashed into a small SUV and died. The speed limit is 35 miles an hour on that stretch of road where the crash occurred.
So he was going over.
Yeah, he was a little bit over. Highway Patrol identified the motorcycle as Warren Daniels. Troopers say he was driving a 2008 Kawasaki SX600 and was wearing a helmet. The chief said that one of his officers saw the motorcyclist driving erratically just before 11 a.m. And so the officer turned on his lights and siren. Daniels then crashed at the next intersection about 0.2 of a mile away. So this dude got up to speed fast.
Don't the cops usually give you like 135 miles an hour grace?
A little leeway.
110, 111, Steve, okay. Max.
The motorcycle crashed into the passenger side of a Mitsubishi Outlander, caving in that side of the vehicle. But the driver was the sole occupant and actually was not injured because it hit the other side of the car. But 170, can you even imagine? Wow. Ashley Priola was fired for showing up to work intoxicated. Her boss, Holly Jones, at Oklahoma City's Red Dog Saloon, said after she was let go, she allegedly picked up two billiard balls and threw them at her. One ball hit Jones in the face.
Ooh!
Oh. But the second ball missed her. Priola.
In the face!
Priola fled the scene.
A ball in your big face socket.
Eight ball
in your left eye socket.
In your face socket. Priola fled the scene.
Boom.
Priola fled the
scene. I mean, that would, you know how badly that would hurt.
Oh, my God, yes. You ever been, like, you know, playing with, not using acoustic, but just rolling balls around on the table, and everyone's, it'll smash your finger.
It hurts.
Uh-huh.
And then having one thrown at your face.
Yeah. I didn't throw one, but I hit my friend in the face with the billiard. I was wasted. And I didn't mean to hit him as hard as I hit him in the forehead.
It was just a gentle throwing of the billiard.
No,
ball.
But, dude, he was so mad. And I was trying to apologize, and he was, like, running away from me. Oh, dude, it's not one of my finer moments.
Hey, I knocked my friend's tooth out.
Really?
Yeah, with a pool ball. And it was just, I wasn't throwing it at him. He was laying on the ground, and I just kind of go, hey, catch, and I just dropped it, and it hit his chest and then bounced and landed on his tooth.
Just snapped it right out.
Knocked it, cut it, and broke it in half.
My teeth tingle.
Sorry.
I know. It's bad. So anyhow, she faces charges of assault and battery. A camera can usually reveal the truth, and it's not always what you might think it is. A family in South Africa thought that rude neighbors were using their backyard pool without permission, so they set up a security camera to catch them in the act. Instead, they discovered it was a family of baboons.
Family of baboons.
That were the ones that were
trespassing. They live in the other house.
Yeah, the family said the baboons are always welcome in their pool, though, so they
not the neighbors, just the baboons.
Yeah, exactly.
We actually cherish our friendship with the baboons, but we hate you.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then, do I have time or no?
Yeah.
All right, one last story.
Yeah.
Two friends had a falling out after a 40th birthday party in an argument about a duck they rescued from McDonald's.
Repeat that.
This says everything you want.
Yeah.
Two friends had a falling out after a 40th birthday party in an argument about a duck that they rescued from McDonald's.
Steve, what state of the union would you venture to guess this happened in?
Well, the obvious, you'd figure Florida, but let me see. Ducks, this is, you have to get real stupid on this one. West Virginia?
This took place in England, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yep. Lee Godoin and Neil Edward Cecil stopped for a cheeseburger at McDonald's where they spotted the bird. This was in Chester.
Chester.
And they helped the duck to leave the restaurant, but then they started arguing over it before a fight broke out. Guadin said, I don't know how it escalated from here. When police arrived, he lunged for an officer's stab vest, they call it.
Right.
And kicked at him as they tried to detain him. Cecil, whose birthday was that day, was warned to back off after trying to push through to help his friend, but was sprayed with mace and telling officers, I don't give an S, when he was asked to curb his swearing. Both men smelled of alcohol and later admitted abusive behavior and resisting a constable.
I was the one that held the junk out.
The pair were detained.
He says he opened the door for the junk. It was me.
Following the bizarre row, which they were given conditional discharges and each told to pay £85 in court costs. So there you go.
Yeah, hell with you.
It's not stupid. It's not just for Florida anymore.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.